something that I would like to pass along as a first-generation college student who had to learn it the hard way is that when it comes to networking and trying to land the job that you want, the closer you are in the orbit of that job, the closer you are to the candidate pool.
Welcome to Learning from Experience, a podcast for college students and recent grads who want to hear directly from alumni on how they've adjusted their lives post-graduation, including personal stories of success, career readiness, and tips for navigating the real world, created by the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University. I'm your host, Megan Finnerty, and today I'm talking with Hannah Johnson. In 2021, she graduated from ASU from the School of Historical, Philosophical, and Religious Studies and the School of Politics and Global Studies. She recently worked at the Arizona State House of Representatives as a Democratic policy advisor, and in the beginning of 2024, Hannah took a new position as a policy advisor for the governor's office. She's had such a successful career, and it all started back with a college internship at the Arizona State Legislature. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Kick us off by explaining how taking this internship in college really impacted your career trajectory.
I would say it's shaped everything about the career that I have currently. I was very interested in politics, so it was one of the ones that when I knew I was going to ASU, I wanted to participate in. And actually, the legislative internship is available for all students at all schools in Arizona. And so I had heard about it before, and I wasn't quite sure exactly what you did there, but I knew that it sounded really interesting. And it was one of the only internships that was really well paid and paid for tuition credits. So I was really interested in the opportunity, and I got the chance to, I was able to get in and I was chosen and I worked at the Senate, and it was just an amazing opportunity.
So when you think about what that internship was, what kind of duties did you have? If you didn't know it existed before, what was it like as a student?
Yeah, so it was a very research-heavy position. And so I think a lot of people, when they think of internships, maybe think about like getting coffee and running errands and going and grabbing lunch orders and stuff like that. And that is absolutely not what this internship was. It's actually interesting. A lot of people don't know the Arizona legislature runs kind of because of this internship. It first came to the state in the 70s, I want to say. And a huge portion of the work that the legislature does behind the scenes is done by interns every year. And so the job duties consisted more of stakeholder outreach, where we would reach out to the people in that were affected by the legislation that was being proposed and pass on that information to legislators, because they don't really have the time to call everybody or hear from everybody. And so a lot of my job was collecting information and passing that information on. I remember being really scared because I was selected as a policy intern, and policy interns are a little bit different than just straight up research interns. We did research the bill and learn what it did, but we also did that stakeholder outreach, like I mentioned. And it was scary because I had this fear that I was going to have to like give my opinion on why something was good or bad, and I was not qualified to do so, and I still am not qualified to do so. But it really wasn't that. It was passing along messages from stakeholders to elected officials. In my internship, it was to senators. It was wonderful.
When you were in that job and you're trying to learn the ropes, take on new skills, did you have anyone around you that mentored you or invested in you while you were there?
Yeah. The best part that I think about this internship is that you get to have a one-on-one relationship with your supervisor. And so instead of being an intern and running around for all of the members, we actually were just assigned to a policy advisor and got to work one-on-one with them on their committees. And so my policy advisor and I became very close, and he really was one of the people that invested in my education during that semester to make sure that I got everything out of the internship that I wanted. And then we went on to have a really close relationship after that, where he would always make sure that I heard of job opportunities, and he would hype me up to people in the community. He knew that I wanted to stay in this line of work. So it was a really amazing relationship that I was able to foster. And I hope that I get to do that with the interns that I oversee now.
Developing a good relationship with a mentor, I feel like, could be a little bit scary if you haven't done it before, but you did it. You did it well. It's still paying off today. So for our listeners, how'd you do it? And what's your advice?
I think that for him and I, it was really just trying to help pick up the slack where he needed help. And part of that, I think, was just having already been in the workforce. I was an older intern. I wasn't, you know, fresh in college, 20 years old. So I did have a little bit more insight on recognizing when he was overwhelmed and needed some more help. And I think that that really blew him away. He was, and in this internship, it's usually people who, this is their first job. This is the first time that they've been in this type of job atmosphere. And so going above and beyond was really helpful to foster that type of relationship, because he began to trust me and trust that if I told him that I was going to have something by a hard deadline, that I was going to have it, and that it was going to be factual beliefs that can sometimes get in the way when you're trying to discuss policy. And this is something that I, again, didn't understand until I did the internship, but policy is not the same as politics. And I deal exclusively in policy and try and stay away from the politics. I'm not an elected official. And so I try and just read what's there on the page and report it back to the elected officials and let them do what's best for their constituents. And that's a really hard thing to do. And picking up on that, learning from him, and being able to just take that and report back to him, report back to our senators, it really just fostered an amazing relationship between him and I. And yeah, he went above and beyond to make sure that I was employed after the internship.
Well, it also sounds like so did you, working hard and making sure that you were a reliable intern. I think sometimes there's this idea that, like you said earlier, interns just get coffee. But no, today we really want internships where you're doing real work, where you're getting, you know, real world experience to set you up for your next job. When you were looking for jobs, then take me through that. How did you get your foot in the door and make sure that you were a good candidate in the pool?
Beyond just creating that relationship with my supervisor, I also made sure to sit down and meet with people who were in the legislature anyways. And so I actually got to meet with the head of a ton of different departments in the legislature. And that alone got me interviews and jobs. And they didn't even work with me one-on-one the same way my supervisor did. They just knew that I came and spent 30 minutes in their office and talked about how great the internship was and talked about how I wanted to do this as my job going forward. And I took their advice. They would make recommendations. They would say, do this to your resume, or reach out to this person, or get coffee with this person. And I would just take their advice, and then I would stay in contact with them. Right after graduation, I was able to work at a local lobbyist firm, but it just wasn't what I was looking for. I really like, again, the policy aspect, and lobbying does require a lot more politics than I wanted to participate in. And so as soon as an opportunity came up back at the legislature, I had also written, this is so corny, but I had handwritten thank you cards to all of the legislators, all of the Democratic legislators, because those were who I worked with. So when a legislator, a senator at the time, he had an opening for an assistant. And so he reached out to me. So my first job was the director of research at the Senate, who I did not work for. My second job was one of the senators himself, who I kind of reported to, I guess, but I wouldn't say was my supervisor. I didn't work for him either. And he reached out and I switched and I moved over to there. And then my third job was the new research director. I had never worked for him with him. He just knew me at this point by reputation, and asked me to apply for the position. And then after that, was coming over to the House of Representatives with my former supervisor. So not all of them were my supervisor putting in a good word for me. So it's just, I guess, reaching out, talking with people, which can be so uncomfortable and awkward, but you've got to get into the room and you've got to understand who's in that room to be able to hire you. And either they want to hire you or they know someone who might want to hire you. And it's making those connections. And I was a first gen college student. I didn't know how to make those connections until people started teaching me how to do it. And a lot of it is just jumping in head first and hoping you get it right.
Well, I think that's great advice, and to prove to be successful. That's so many promotions in a very short amount of time since you graduated. Do you have any other advice that you would give to students who are looking at internships?
I would say my advice is try a lot of things. And this is something that I really wanted to highlight during this conversation about internships, because I recognize that not everybody can participate in internships. Even if it is a paid internship, usually they aren't paid very well. And it can be hard to see the benefit from that side of things. But I got an internship at the Arizona Democratic Party as well. I interned for people who did campaign work and door knocking and things like that. I did an assortment of different paid and unpaid internships, and that was amazing for me because I got to get hands-on experience and realize what I did like, which was policy, and what I did not like, which was politics. And that's just my field. And then I dove in and I did a bunch of different internships, and that was really hard. And that was hard as someone who had a career, had a very stable income, and then decided to go back to school full time. So I don't want to make it sound like it was at all easy, but I had a network of support and it was difficult, but I just chose to do it and I was able to do it. And I did a lot of different things and I learned that I didn't like a lot of different things before I found myself here. So trial and error is not the enemy. And even though it's hard, doesn't mean that it's impossible. So try to see what you can do. Try to see how far you can stretch your budget and try as many things as you possibly can.
I'm with you on that. I mean, I remember in my college journey, there was times where the internship that most aligned with what I wanted to do career-wise was unpaid, but the internship that I wasn't really interested in was paid, and trying to make those decisions of which one is actually going to benefit me more. I was already in debt, you have loans, but you're like, oh, if I'm in the right area, maybe I'll meet the right people. So I think that's good advice just for people to figure out what's going to be worth it for them, but that both options are good options.
Yeah. And networking, a huge part of networking you learn while you're in university, right? So you should start by networking with your professors, with your TAs, with the people in your schools. Like, participate at your school. If you can't do an unpaid internship, it's not possible for you. There's networking that you can do within your sphere, and there's rooms that you can get into, and there's things that you can participate in. And even if that's all you can participate in, that got me tons. That got me so far. I had the director of the program at ASU wrote me my letter of recommendation for the internship that I did at the legislature, because I just worked with her very closely and I fostered that relationship. So you don't have to do unpaid internships to network, and networking is part of the thing of internships that can explode your career.
Thank you for joining us today on the Learning from Experience podcast. If you want to hear more insights from Hannah, like tips for networking, internships, or how to be close to the orbit in order to land the job that you want, you can reach over to her over email, and I'll spell her email for you as well. Her email is hannahjohnsonaz@gmail.com. So Hannah is spelled H-A-N-N-A-H, and Johnson is J-O-H-N-S-O-N-A-Z, no spaces, no dashes. To hear more alumni advice, head to our episode page wherever you listen to podcasts. You can check out the college's YouTube channel or visit thecollege.asu.edu/LFE podcast. See you next time.